Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, today we're going to give the COVID update, like we do, and then we're going to talk about, we're in a series called New Year, New You, the truth about fat, a very important topic. Let's talk now about how safe, Dr. Prather, are the vaccines?
Well, that's one of the big questions, and probably the main question that people ask me, patients in the office. And, of course, they're coming out and saying, you know, that it's very, very safe, no real problems along those lines. But there have been some questions. There have been a few deaths associated with that. They are tracking with the national vaccination info with the CDC to make sure that things are going okay. If there are too high of numbers of injuries or deaths that are associated with it, then they will pull the vaccinations. So they are watching it and just making sure that everything's okay along those lines. There is some question, some of the European countries are thinking about putting a halt to some of the vaccinations until they actually find out a little bit more. I know that Germany was actually, the health minister was talking about that they were going to actually slow that down a little bit until they've evaluated the full safety of the vaccination. So it's still kind of early to see. I can't really guarantee that they're safe at this point. So, you know, something to be aware of. One of the things that they have said is if you do have allergies, to make sure that you actually require an EpiPen, take that with you. It has saved a few people's lives. There was a doctor who has a shellfish allergy, and he got a vaccination and had an immediate anaphylactic reaction. And luckily, he had an EpiPen with him and was okay. So if you aren't, you know, usually if you're getting it in a hospital, they'll have things there. But if you're getting it elsewhere, then that might be something you want to take with you.
So you were talking about Germany possibly halting?
Possibly halting. There were some deaths associated with that, so they had some questions. They haven't made a move along those lines at this point, but that was something that they were actually showing up, that they were that there was some concern there.
Okay. So let's talk about these new mutations. Are there concerns about that?
There are. There's a lot of studies being done on it. Right now, there's three mutations that they found. There's one in the United Kingdom, one in South Africa, and now one in Brazil. And interestingly enough,
now that's different from
it is different, and that's something that's new that they found. Interesting. What's interesting is all three of them weren't related to each other, but they made very similar mutations. So that's
what does that mean?
Well, that means that there was something about the mutation that that was extremely beneficial. So those were independent mutations that took place in three different areas, and it really makes it much more contagious, much more active, much more have a stronger ability to attach to cell walls. So, you know, the spread of these particular ones are much, much higher. Now, they aren't quite sure if they if they're going to, you know, if you've had it before, if you can catch this new one. There is some indications that this new one, you can catch it without, you know, having, you still have an immune system that's stronger than if it was, you know, if you hadn't had it before. But it's still something that you could probably catch with this.
With this new mutation.
With this new mutation. And they feel that the UK and the South African strand, that the vaccinations are still very, very effective against. However, the Brazilian, they're actually thinking it may not, the vaccinations may not work on that particular one.
And why?
It's the way that it mutated, just a little bit different, a different protein. So what they did is they didn't make the vaccination for the full virus. What they did is they made it for some proteins that the spikes, is what they call it, on the virus itself. And those spikes are what they actually made. And we've got different spikes on the Brazilian one.
Interesting.
So
UK, South Africa, and Brazil.
Yeah, now one thing that's happened is in China, they now have a pig variant to the coronavirus that has gotten into pigs. And it is it mainly works on the digestive system. And it is actually much more of a problem, something that we're keeping an eye on, because if that spreads over to humans, which they do say that humans can pick that up, then definitely we've got a problem with that one.
And that's over in China?
In China. They have definitely found that they are trying to isolate it this time. So there's quite a bit going on along those lines. The pork producers in America are very worried because it is wiping out the stock in China. Even more importantly is we're watching it to make sure it doesn't become a major problem for the United States, because if that does happen, you're talking about a much more deadly type of virus than what we've got right now.
Wow. Okay.
I'm sorry that I have to give this information, but it is something that we want people to be informed of and aware of, and using caution with everything that they do.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about something we're very good at doing,
right?
Is building that immune system. So important to have a strong immune system.
It really is, and one thing to remember is that they're finding that 26% of the people are completely immune to the coronaviruses that are going around. 40%, when they do have it, have no symptoms. 20% have mild to moderate symptoms. And 14% of the population is who it's at risk. And so, how do you keep from being in that risk group is really what's most important. Because what's happening is we're getting hit with one virus after another. And I think that there's going to be an ongoing problem along these lines. So, what do you do about that? Do you, count on trying to scramble and keep up with the pharmaceuticals or vaccinations as a new variant comes around? Because quite frankly, the viruses are much better at adapting than we are. Because, they replicate very quickly. They've been doing it for a couple billion years. And we're not going to beat them, but we do have a natural immune system that for the majority of people actually works quite well. Why is it those 14% are at risk? And keeping out of that 14% is really what you want to look at, because that's what actually will protect you and keep you through this whole thing.
Yeah, when you think about it, and you say this, is the body is the hero.
That's the biggest hero of them all.
And we can strengthen our immune system, and that's what people come in to see us for.
Sure.
That's very important. Let's talk, if a person's had COVID-19 already, should they get the vaccine?
They're asking to wait 3 months afterwards, because what they found is that you have an immune system that's active and protects you for 3 months. So after you've had the COVID-19, they don't really want you to get the shot right away. That's right from Fauci. So, wait on that if you've had it. And then after 3 months from when you had it, then you can actually look to be getting the shot. And the shot is supposed to give you immunity for 2 years. So the actually getting the COVID-19 should give you immunity for at least 3 months.
3 months before. Okay. When we come back, we have a little more to talk about on the COVID update before we get to the truth about fat. We'll be right back.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology. Well, Dr. Prather, what conditions does the Rapid Release Technology work on?
Carpal tunnel, shoulder issues, mm-hmm. where you have restrictions, even like shoulder rotator cuff tips.
Yeah.
Very excellent on that.
Yeah.
Problems with the pains in the elbow, either golfer's elbow, tennis elbow, all help out tremendously.
Neck pain, low back pain.
Headaches, extremely excellent mm-hmm. for headaches.
Yes.
Sciatica, piriformis syndromes, scoliosis even.
Yeah, and we've used it on TMJ even.
TMJ, yes.
Because we have that big masseter muscle that we need to release. Knee conditions, plantar fasciitis.
Dupuytren's contraction.
Yeah. Rapid Release has 5 heads on it. So you can use specifically the smaller heads would be for someone, you know,
for smaller areas, for the hand type of problems along those lines. Any type of scar tissue post-surgical, trying to get that back to where it needs to be. Basically, almost every type of musculoskeletal condition out there. It's very versatile, amazingly effective, and one of the greatest things is safety. In other words, with the Rapid Release, you're not going to make something worse.
Right, and it's not painful. We've had quite a few patients buy them for themselves.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We've had several people who came into our office and said that was the only thing that really helped them. You know, of everything that they had tried before, the dramatic changes along those lines.
Yeah, and someone will say, well, I have this thumper, big massager at home. It's not the same thing.
Right.
Not the same technology.
No, it's not even trying to accomplish the same thing.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through Rapid Release High-Speed Vibration Therapy. Experience the benefits of Rapid Release Therapy by scheduling an appointment at the Prather Practice. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the Rapid Release banner and enter code PRATHER for a $100 discount available to the Voice of Health Radio listeners.
Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the NDA List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. And we've been rated the top acupuncture provider by Google+. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048.
Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
In this segment, we need to talk a little bit more on the COVID update. Just a lot going on with that. It's a new year, new you, and then we're going to talk about the truth about fat. But what nutrients has the CDC said are essential for maintaining a healthy immune system?
Yeah, that's something that the CDC has come out because they've also recognized that there is a resistance among a certain population. And what is it? What are those things that really makes a difference for people who basically are completely immune to it? People who have no symptoms, what is it about them that allows that to happen? And what is it, the deficiencies that they're finding on people? Mm-hmm. Because it's basically the people who are in that 14%, the reason
at risk
mm-hmm. For this is nutritional deficiencies. And so they've gone through and said, these are basically the nutritional deficiencies that people have that puts them at risk. Vitamin A. We've talked about how important that is for the immune system,
mm-hmm.
and that is for the measles. The only reason that measles is dangerous for children or for anyone is because of lack of vitamin A, and the treatment for measles is to take vitamin A, and basically they get over it quite quickly. So vitamin A is extremely important. Vitamin D, they've been pushing that. Vitamin D is absolutely critical for a healthy functioning immune system. And if you go low on your vitamin D, which is happening quite a bit right now.
Right now in the middle of the winter when the sun's not
shining. You know, you really need to go in and get a blood test and find out what your vitamin D levels
especially
are.
Especially the darker your skin, very important.
Right, because the darker your skin, the less likely you are to absorb it into your system. Because the darker the skin, the light skin is basically a help to try to pull in the vitamin D. So, very important that you get your vitamin D. Taking supplementation, of course, you know, the best, the most effective vitamin D is from the sun. So, that is absolutely
the best
source.
But if you haven't seen it for a week.
But we haven't seen it for a little while around here in Indiana.
Saw it yesterday a little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
That round.
Yeah, but it was a little chilly to go out there and get in your bathing suit and soak up the sun.
But I did go for a walk without sunglasses.
There you go. That's excellent. But the vitamin D is extremely important and well understood that that's a big issue. Zinc. Is also extremely important for your immune system. They have found the main thing that they've always said is when someone has a more severe case, what's going to indicate that is a lack of loss of taste and smell. And that's what happens when you become zinc deficient. And if you've had one of the things is that the virus just eats these up. So when you get the virus, your vitamin A is starting to be used, your vitamin D is being used, and your zinc is being used. Now, the other one is also iodine. Iodine is extremely important for the immune system, and that was the other one that they put down as something critical to that is a big factor on how people respond to the COVID-19, and that's not one that we've really talked about.
And something here in Indiana, a lot of people are deficient of iodine because we don't have it in the soil.
Right. This is considered the Gorder area, and it's because our soil is so deficient in iodine that it's just not in the food that we eat. So making sure that your iodine, which is also something that we test on the blood test. So we can test all these things out. The important things is to keep up on that and making sure that you have someone who's monitoring those things.
And that's what we do at Holistic Integration.
Right.
It's our new name, formerly the Prather Practice.
Yes.
But when this is what we're good at. This is what...
And doctors just aren't testing for that. And if we could get along those lines, and even the CDC was saying, you know, we need to change our healthcare system and really look at these things, and this should be one of the major ways that we prevent this disease from spreading quickly, because from a more unhealthy population is really the people who really spread this and create much more of a problem.
Right.
The healthier the population, the less it's actually going to spread, and the quicker we can get things to where it needs to be. And one of the major reasons that we've had so much problem here in the United States on this whole area is because of our health. You know, we are extremely vitamin and mineral deficient. It's too many calories and not enough nutrients. So we're being overwhelmed with the amount of calories, and to be able to process it, you need to have the nutrients to actually make the whole thing work, to burn. Those are the mechanisms. So we really need to switch that and get the system where we have more dense nutrients and less calories.
And we do have, for our listeners, past shows where we talk on each vitamin. The importance of it, the food sources of it, and of course we do supplementation, natural supplementation at our office. But very important. So the CDC, did they just come out with this, or I mean,
it is something that they've really emphasized.
They emphasize good.
Because I read the CDC, I get an awful lot of information from them on a regular basis, and it's something that they had attached to, you know, as you're looking through the COVID stuff. You know, what is it that's recommended for the nutrients. And then they have a whole articles on each of the different types of nutrients and how important they are and how they are supplementing those in the diet and how they're actually going to approach that.
Now we just need Fauci to come out and say it.
Actually, he has.
Okay, good.
So he's also said, you know, he's got his own regimen of supplementation that he takes to protect his health. And so it's something that, you know, in other words, this is not, you know, I've heard different times where, well, my MD said that, oh, you don't really need any nutrients or any help along those lines. But, you know, they're not reading the scientific literature or even what the CDC is actually coming out and saying.
Or doing a person's labs, because you can tell exactly what levels they're
now,
at.
Now, one of the things that's important is you can't take too much vitamin D, you can't take too much iodine, and you can overtake on zinc and actually drive your copper down. So, you know, in other words, this should be something that is monitored by a physician who understands how this works and makes sure that your health is being monitored correctly.
Yeah, it's homeostasis.
We talk about homeostasis. And one of
balance.
The people who've gone through the COVID infections are all very, very deficient in these because, you know, as they're going through that, there's a tremendous amount of stress on the body and they use up those vitamins and minerals. So people who've gone through that are at risk for getting other infections too because of the deficiency that has occurred. Mm-hmm. And so we've had to fix quite a few people who've gone through the COVID-19 and amazing results once we've got them through.
Right.
Because they can feel the fatigue and it has created quite a bit of anxiety in them and a weakness and a fatigue, so ongoing problems. They're finding that people who have had that COVID-19, 35% of them have continued problems even 6 months after they've had the infection. And it's because they are so vitamin and mineral deficient.
And I know for children, we have a nice, is it herbal or a homeopathic mineral magic?
We actually have liquid zinc.
Liquid zinc.
So we have liquid zinc. We have liquid vitamin D, so the kids don't have to swallow pills.
Mm-hmm.
So
you put it in their juice.
Yeah, we've got iodine that we can give them, and iodine also increases intelligence. Mm-hmm. You want a smarter kid? Give them iodine.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many, many types of benefits that go along with all this.
All right. So let's get to our topic. There was a lot of information, good information, Dr. Prather. So our series is New Year, New You. So why does obesity make you more susceptible to COVID-19?
That's one of the things that they were looking at. And basically, they find that the more obese you are, the lower your levels of vitamin D, iodine, zinc, all the things that you need to actually fight it off. Because what happens when you have a high fat percentage, it actually changes the physiology of your body. Mm-hmm. And it throws it off, and your absorption, especially of fatty vitamins, goes way down. So you're probably going to be much more likely to be deficient on vitamin A and vitamin D because of the obesity. And then also, just the fat itself changes the hormones and the pH balance of the body that makes it more susceptible to viruses and bacteria. Mm. So it is something that is a major, major issue and really needs to be addressed. And keeping a good weight is one of the things that is also critically important, according to the CDC, to prevent you from getting into that 14%. Because one of the factors that puts you there is obesity, because it does lower your immune system.
Mm-hmm. And 2 weeks ago, we had a show with Justine, who's one of our health managers, and our describing our weight loss program that we do at Holistic Integration, formerly the Prather Practice. I need to say that right now because we're doing
transitioning.
Transitioning our name change. So if listeners want to listen to that, that was 2 weeks ago. We have all the shows on the Voice of Health Radio topically, so you can listen to those at any time. So when we come back, more on New Year, New You, the truth about fat.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
I mean, you learn so much. ICU, we were there for 7 weeks. It was amazing. Sometimes my mother would talk out of her head, Grandma! We have no idea who Grandma is. We even called relatives. Who's Grandma? I don't know. Her mother was an orphan, so we didn't know who Grandma. She just hollered out, Grandma! A few minutes later, somebody down the hall, Yes, honey!
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Gluten is a defense mechanism developed by certain plants so that the insects wouldn't eat too much of them. What it does is it weakens the chains that hold the small intestine together. Insects actually blow up in their gut. Humans actually liked it because when they ate it, they felt fuller. There was actually some swelling that occurred in the gut. Monsanto created a pesticide where they actually utilized that, but now they have actually made that part of the genetic material. It's kind of like supercharge the gliadin. It is about 10 times more powerful than it used to be. If you think that there's been an increase in sensitivity to gluten, there is actually a man-made reason for that. It's another reason that we've had a dramatic increase in the obesity rate here in America.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Are you experiencing muscle pain or tightness anywhere on your body? Try the Rapid Release Therapy Pro 2. The Pro 2 is a targeted high-speed vibration therapy device used by medical professionals to quickly relieve a wide variety of aches and pains on their patients, as well as themselves, their friends, and their families. Safe, effective, and easy to use, this professional quality medical device uses a patent treatment head with 5 built-in heads, giving you the versatility to treat small bony surfaces, such as fingers, wrists, and ankles. Powerful enough to quickly relax the tightest hips on professional athletes and everything in between. Unlike the low-speed percussive devices, rapid-release therapy delivers for sensitive areas like joints, neck, and ankles safely and comfortably, and provides the raw power your larger muscle groups need. Go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Through the end of January, Rapid Release is offering a very special discount for just $995. That's a $500 discount on the regular price. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
New year, new you, the truth about fat. So Dr. Prather, before we went into this segment, you were talking about obesity making you more susceptible to COVID-19. We got a new year. What's the number one New Year's resolution?
Well, especially after this whole thing with the COVID-19, people have gotten quite a bit fatter this year.
Because of the stress?
Because of the stress, overeating. There's an awful lot going on.
I actually lost 17 pounds this year.
Well,
I'm working on it.
Well, and that also is something that people can, you know, because they have, you know, more free time, they have been actually working along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's not because I've had more free time.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
We have not slowed down, which is okay.
The majority of people are actually putting on more weight. And this has been an ongoing type of a struggle since the 1970s. People are getting fatter on a very quick basis. So that's something that's going on. And so, as always, the number one resolution is to lose weight.
So how successful are people?
Well, the number one, it's actually number one in 42% of everyone who made resolutions.
Wow, almost half.
Yeah, And how successful? 80% of the people by March are done with the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the success rate is very low. And if you want to talk about success rate for weight loss in general, 90% of the people, if they have decided to lose weight and go on a diet, in 5 years are fatter than if they had never done anything at all.
So encouraging. That's so encouraging.
So basically, our weight loss program is a total failure. Mm-hmm. You know, that's out there. And that's why we really want to promote more of a medical weight loss, something where people are helped with, and that we look at real changes in their system and changes of their physiology, because there are reasons why all of this happens. And if you understand the medical reasons along those lines, the weight loss, one, is much, much easier, and two, is much more successful and lasts the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's so important, doing the labs, and we talk about that. But why is weight loss, losing fat, so difficult?
Well, a very interesting thing, and let's say that you have a low fat percentage. If you're someone who has a athletic build and you eat a meal, your thermogenesis, how much you burn up calories at that point, how that works, you have about a 70% increase in your thermogenesis. If you are morbidly obese and you have a 40%, 45% body fat percentage, your thermogenesis actually doesn't even move.
Mm. You mean when you exercise?
Or? No, when you eat.
When you eat. So, oh, okay.
So when your normal thermogenesis just doesn't change. So you don't burn up the calories. And the higher you are on your fat percentage, the less you're going to burn your calories.
Mm.
Whereas less fat percentage, the more that you actually burn your calories when you actually eat.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole physiological type of an issue that occurs with that. Also, there is a set pattern in your hypothalamus that determines what your body should look like. Mm-hmm. And it will fight you to lose weight. So your own body will sit there and say, oh, you're not eating as much. I'm just going to slow down your metabolism so that we maintain this pleasant, plump body.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that your hypothalamus.
Your body actually works against you from keeping this from happening.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, when you get stressed and anxious, your body thinks that you are possibly may not be able to have food. So
you're trying to survive.
You're trying to survive.
In the
so
wild.
Anytime that you are more stressed, then the more likely you are to put on weight.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an awful lot of things that are working against you to be able to get to where you want to be. So understanding those aspects and how to shift them and make things work, there are different types of products you can take that are natural that improve thermogenesis, start to work with that, and then can cut down on your own body's mechanisms that keep you fat. Mm-hmm. And so understanding those and working with those is what you would want from medical weight loss.
I think when this COVID first started, maybe back March, April, I posted something in my Facebook about, I think there's a show called the 500 pound.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said, how does this work? Do they come and look for us? I mean, it was just, because I remember when this first started, and that's, you know, just realizing how much of an emotional eater I was. And, you know, had to make a decision. And since then, I've lost 17 pounds, just being really intentional about it.
Yeah, looking good, girl.
Thank you. Thank you. For listeners that don't know, we're Mary.
That is good to point out. I am kind of flirting with you there.
Yes, you are. So what is considered obese versus overweight?
Okay, what is the difference between
yes.
obesity and overweight? It's your fat percentage.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes what they do is they look at BMI. But BMI can actually be misleading.
Misleading.
Because basically what they do with that is your body mass index is your height and then your weight. And then they take that and figure out how things work from
there. Darn, because my BMI always looks a lot better than my body mass.
And that's just the visual. But you can be, you know, we've had people who whose BMI was terrible. And when we really checked their fat percentage, like one guy was a big, you know, was a weightlifter. He had a 14% body fat percentage, which is extremely good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really your fat percentage, not your BMI, that we're looking at. We've had people who we checked out, their BMI is absolutely perfect, but they had a very high fat percentage because they didn't really have any muscle. They just had fat on their bones.
Mm-hmm. So and they could be even skinny. It looks skinny.
Skinny fat is
skinny
also
fat
something
is
that's
dangerous.
Is dangerous type of mm-hmm. type of fat. So what we're talking about is fat percentage is what's really important. And the reason that fat percentage is because fat will, one, produce hormones. It changes your pH, how everything works. And there is a fat percentage. Again, homeostasis is what we're talking mm-hmm. about. Balance. You shouldn't go too low on your fat percentage because that can create disease process. And you shouldn't go too high on your fat percentage. So ideally for a male, he shouldn't really be above 20%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As long as you're below 20% for a male, 25% for a female, you want to stay below that, and then you're in a pretty healthy range. For obesity, for a male, if you're over 25% on fat percentage, then you're obese. For a female, it's 30% or greater, then you're obese.
Hmm.
And then you have morbid obesity. For a male, it's 40%. Body fat, and for a female it's 45%. And if you're morbidly obese, it's considered a medical emergency.
Yeah,
because your chances of dying become so much higher with that.
Is it considered a disease?
It is considered a disease. Mm-hmm. Obesity really has been now classified as a disease process.
Well, when you think about it, those percentages you were giving us on morbid obesity, that's almost half your body.
Yes. That? Yes, yeah, and your body cannot function. And if you, the people who are morbidly obese really have no defense against the COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
That those are the people who really wind up in that 14% of, so if you have, if you are morbidly obese, you're at very, very high risk for infections, and your ability to fight those off are just very, very low. And it does need to be treated as such to be able to keep yourself from being at risk.
Okay. So what percentage of people in America are obese?
According to the numbers that, because there are different ways of evaluating it, mm-hmm. but a pretty accurate is about 42% are obese.
42% of adult Americans.
Wow. Adult Americans are obese. And what's interesting on that is that we are the fattest country in the entire world.
Hmm.
Mexico is close behind. Mm-hmm. But America is the fattest country in the entire world.
Wow. Not good.
Not good.
Not good. Okay. When we come back, let's talk more on, we're going to talk about the diseases associated with obesity when we get back. New year, new you, the truth about fat.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
When you're talking about structure function care, what we're doing is improving the health of the individual. Really, the only way that you can be able to make a difference on chronic kidney disease, not just slow it down, but reverse it, is through structure function care. Because you're talking about healing the kidneys. And healing the kidneys is the answer to chronic kidney disease. Pharmaceuticals don't heal anything. Now, they're very important when you're talking about diabetes. If you are type 1 diabetic, you thank God for insulin. If you are not controlling your diabetes, or if you come in and it's uncontrolled at that point, we need to give you some medication to get it under control until we can figure out how to heal you up, how to get your weight down, how to do all the different types of things so that you don't have to be on the pharmaceuticals anymore. If you come in and you are already in chronic kidney disease and it's causing severe hypertension, then you have to be on a high blood pressure medicine to get that under control until we can figure out how to fix the kidneys. So pharmaceuticals are absolutely wonderful, nothing against them at all, but they're not going to heal anything. They're there to control a crisis and to keep it under control until you can get to the underlying root and then try to fix it. When you're talking about structure function care, where you're bringing things from imbalance to balance to homeostasis and you start a healing process, that is essential for chronic kidney disease. If you're talking about dealing with this in a reasonable type of a way, where you can really make a difference, structure function care has to be part of the discussion. If it's not, you're not really interested in fixing the chronic kidney disease. So structure function has to be in the loop on that. And unfortunately, it's not. That's why we're having such a problem. That's why the Center of Disease Control is saying, hey, we got a crisis here. What do we do about it? We're not getting any type of results on it. So structure function care is really what we're talking about in here as an answer to chronic kidney disease. And it is the answer to chronic kidney disease.
So how effective is structure function care in the treatment of chronic kidney disease?
Amazing. We've had top-notch physiologists looking at our results, mm-hmm. the changes that we're making on the chronic kidney disease, and they're blown away by it.
And you're talking about blood work.
We're talking about evidence-based. Mm-hmm. We know whether we're making a difference or not. Other people know whether we're making a difference or not. Patient knows whether we're making a difference or not. And we are truly making some amazing changes on chronic kidney disease that really no one else is.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
New year, new you, the truth about fat. You know, I was thinking, I mean, this can be discouraging, you know, especially as you get older. You said, what, 42%?
Yes.
Of all Americans are obese?
Yes.
Yeah. And how it plays into the COVID-19.
Oh, yes.
Especially morbid obesity.
Yeah, it really brings it home. It's not just something, there's a tremendous amount. One, you're more susceptible to infections, but also it kicks off cardiovascular disease, cancer, mm-hmm. Kidney failure, hypertension, strokes, all the different types of things that are the major killers all increase extremely rapidly if you are obese. And the more obese you are, the more likely you are to die from those.
But there is hope.
There is hope.
And we're going to talk about that. 2 weeks ago on our radio show, we talked about our DTS, mm-hmm. weight loss program that we have, and the importance. But let's talk, what diseases are associated with obesity?
The cardiovascular disease, cancer, kidney disease, all those types of things are really
I wanted to make sure we covered those.
Yeah.
Why is obesity considered the number one health issue in the United States?
Because that is it used to be smoking. You know, everybody talked about that smoking was critically important. And people realized that was something that we really needed to back off on. The lowest fat percentage of any state is Colorado. They have the lowest amount of fat percentage, and it's in about 20%. So they're actually doing better than the rest of the country. But it used to be that we only, even back in the 1980s, we only had one state that actually hit 20%.
And Colorado's obesity. The lowest state, and it's 20%.
And it's 20%. Wow. And it used to be that was the highest state, Mississippi, just back in the 1980s.
So Mississippi's the highest what?
And Mississippi is actually the worst state for obesity.
And what's the percentage?
They're at about 50%.
Wow. Where's Indiana?
Indiana used to be at 8, but now it's at 12.
12?
12. And so it's not because we've gotten better, it's because everybody else has gotten much worse.
Okay.
And it's growing. This is a really growing problem, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
But we're getting fatter.
I hope people think you're funny.
We're getting fatter on a very quick basis. And it has become a very big crisis. Mm-hmm. And the CDC is extremely concerned about it.
Yeah, it's interesting. You said, smoking used to be, and then they put the hazard.
Right.
I wonder. And they did all the commercial and the promotion. And,
of course.
Are they going to start doing that on food? This could be hazardous to your health.
Interestingly enough, this was not by accident.
Mm-hmm.
So during World War II, they had the American soldiers come in, and they were all skinny, and they couldn't carry backpacks. So it was something, they had about one-third of the male military that came in World War II were not big enough to carry a backpack. So, mm-hmm. They said, what are we going to do? Well, we need to put a lot more calories in our diet. So they intentionally increased our dietary caloric intake and designed a food process that would actually make that happen. And they haven't changed that policy since then.
Since World War II.
Since World War II.
Interesting.
And it has been something that has been embraced by the food industry, because they also found what was interesting is the food industry found that if they put more calories, people ate more.
Mm.
That it actually stimulated.
And it helped revenue.
It helped revenue. So this, at this point, has now, it was a policy of the United States government to meet a need, and then the food industry found that it helped revenue, and so the food industry doesn't want to give up this policy of, high caloric type of food, and change the policies accordingly, because they're making a lot of money off of it.
Yeah.
So what needs to be done is there it needs to be a push from the American people, awareness that, hey, we need healthy food. So really the best thing to do is not to buy packaged foods. Mm. Anything that somebody messes with, the more that you can buy fresh produce and eat fresh produce, the less fat you're going to become, because all the food that has been played with by our food industry is there to make you to increase the calories and make you fat. Mm. It's designed to do that. So
the
anything
things in the aisles, right?
Right,
not
right.
Perimeter.
Yeah, all the natural stuff. Eat that and quit eating anything that's prepared, because they're messing with your body and they're making you fatter.
So, what is the best way to manage obesity?
The best way to manage obesity is to really do some diagnostics. And of course, you need to change the diet. Okay, mm-hmm. You need to exercise,
mm-hmm.
and you need to look at how your physiology is working, because there are an awful lot of things that can be done along those lines to get you fixed up. So you need to look at the endocrine system. You need to look at the gut. You need to look at how your liver's working. You need to look at how the nervous system is operating, because if you're in a stress mode, you're not going to lose weight. So looking at all those types of things in a evidence-based type of a process, then you're going to be able to actually figure out how to get you where you want to be.
Yeah.
And it makes you much healthier, too.
And I think it's important to have accountability. That's what Justine, our health manager, talked about. She does coaching
Extremely important. That's one of the main things that really makes a big difference.
Yes. I know when I was working with her, I had to send pictures of what you were eating, you know, your meals, and woo, that's that's accountability. Like, that doesn't look too pretty. I can't send that to her.
Okay, toss that out. Let me make something else.
No, I sent it. So you were talking about diagnostics. What tests are necessary to evaluate someone's obesity?
Good blood test. In the blood test, you need to look at how the organs are all functioning, and you need to look at how the endocrine system is functioning, too. Mm-hmm. So a complete test along those lines to make sure that everything's working right. It's very frustrating because I've had so many people come in and sit there and said, you know, I look at my diet, look at my exercise, and I put on weight. And then we look at their endocrine system, and, you know, it's like, well, no wonder.
And that was the missing piece, and once Correct. They found that out.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we've had people who we just changed what was going on in their endocrine system, and all of a sudden, the weight just poured off of them.
Well, that was what's interesting. We were talking about iodine, and that's something we lack here. Is it the Midwest or mainly Indiana?
Midwest, all across the Mississippi Valley, and that is the area that has the highest fat percentage. So you can look at the United States and where the iodine deficiency is, sort of what they call the goiter belt, that's the fattest area.
Interesting. Huh, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, because you're talking about then someone can do everything right, but if their endocrine system, we're talking about thyroid, right. Mainly, correct?
And also if you're checking your thyroid, you also have to check iodine levels. Otherwise, you're not really finding out how the thyroid's working. Mm-hmm. Because if you're, you can have a perfect thyroid levels, and if your iodine's low, the thyroid will not be working correctly. So that's a very important factor, and iodine levels are extremely important for weight loss. Vitamin D actually makes a big difference along those lines, and so does zinc. So all those things have to be in line to really get to be where you want to be.
Why is gut health so important to control obesity?
Well, one of the things is we have different types of different types of bacteria in our gut. And if you have an overabundance of a type of a bacteria that actually produces calories, then you're, let's say you're taking a meal in and someone has a balanced gut flora, you get 50% less calories but 50% more nutrients from that gut flora than from an imbalanced gut flora. If you have an imbalanced gut flora, you have a 50% increase in your caloric intake, even though you're eating the exact same thing. And the most people have less than 5% of a of the bacteria that actually cuts down on the calories. So if you just balance that out, you would cut, if you had a balanced gut flora, you would cut down on your caloric intake by 50%, even though you're eating the exact same things.
And this shows up, we did a show on our essential diagnostics last week with the stool sample.
Right, exactly
what bacteria is in your gut.
And you can actually change how that goes by taking some specific probiotics and by taking a lot of fiber.
Yeah, and that's the positive that you can change.
There can be amazing changes that actually take place, and these changes are long lasting.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. Time is already up. We might have to do a part two to this, but our series, New Year, New You. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.